This is Leafs Breakfast.
Into the Penguin zone. He fell, but he slides it in front. Great play. Matthews scores! What a play by Bunting to set it up for Austin Matthews in the slot. He snaps it home past the blocker to Smith, and it's a 4-1 Toronto lead.
That was a hell of a play by Michael Bunting there on the fourth goal, scored by Austin Matthews. You heard it there. John Bartlett calling it with Joe Bowen a little bit under the weather. Hopefully Bonesy feeling better and ready to go for tonight as the Toronto Maple Leafs take on the Detroit Red Wings here on TSN 1050 just after 7 o'clock. I am Aaron Korolnik, Carlo Koliakovo with me today. And as he does every Monday morning around this time, we welcome in TSN hockey insider Darren Dricker. What's up, Dregs? How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, guys. What a weekend, huh?
No kidding.
With obviously the disappointment, the elation of the early start for Canada against Croatia, and then the wheels coming off, as I guess many predicted that would be the case. But now, overall, it was a pretty good weekend for sports.
Well, Dregs, before we get into hockey, I mean, was that an amazing moment that you witnessed with Canada, with them scoring the goal and then... Don't want to talk about what happened afterwards, but I know the way I celebrated with my dad, it was incredible. How did you celebrate it?
Yeah, I was out with a few buddies, which seems strange, right? You probably shouldn't be in a pub at 10:30 in the morning on a Sunday, but there we were. But it was jammed in Whitby, and you know, I think everybody just kind of nicely settled in. There were lots of Team Canada sweaters. What was cool, a cool moment, believe it or not, was the playing of O Canada, and the entire restaurant sang O Canada.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a spine tingler. I love that.
Yeah. Well, you know what, fellas? Like, I'm so tainted because of years of covering pro sport, primarily hockey, obviously. But, you know, you miss those moments. I mean, Carlo, you're still a fan. We know this, right?
Yeah.
You're educated, you know, when it comes to having good, hard hockey conversations, football conversation, talking about sport in general, but we've seen you post. You know, you live in the moment when the Raptors are doing well.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Well. You know, and look, that's good for you. I never lose that, you know, being part of the fan. So for me, that was the special experience, was just looking around this room jammed with people and going, wow, like, I'm glad I'm here and I'm glad I'm seeing this, because I never get to share in those type of moments. And then obviously the header, the goal to open it up, I mean, the roof came off the Bollocks pub in Whitby. So, yeah, it was a fun experience until it wasn't so fun.
The Bollocks pub. Wow, that sounds like a gritty spot. Carlo, we might have to do a live remote from the Bollocks pub.
Let's do it,
One of these days
Thursday.
Soon. I'm sure the Bollocks pub was, you know, of course, Sunday morning for Canada and Croatia, but Saturday night, I mean, I'm sure there was some people taking in the Leafs and the Pittsburgh Penguins, Dregs. And Carlo and I have been talking about it throughout the course of the morning, how the Leafs, I mean, this is a really impressive stretch that they're on,
is,
with all the injuries to their defense, and it doesn't seem to matter. They continue to pile up the points, and they'll get healthy eventually, and when they do, look out, because perhaps the way that they played over the last couple of weeks without some of their top defenders could lead them into a really good direction when these guys come back. Do you see it the same way?
I do see it the same way, AK. And I wonder if, you know, the Maple Leafs core has matured to a point where it can be frustrating. You're a fan, right? Because you expect them automatically to find that extra gear. And Austin Matthews isn't scoring. What's wrong with Matthews? You know, it's like the alarm bells start ringing. But Matthews talks to the media and says, look, I'm not worried about it. Like, this is all about the team doing well and so on and so forth. And, you know, he seems pretty confident. And yet the game that I watched him play on Saturday, I thought he was terrific. I thought he was excellent. I mean, face-offs alone, what was he, almost 80%? I think he was like 78% on draws against a pretty good team up the middle of the ice in the Pittsburgh Penguins. So collectively, I think, you know, we always throw out, you got to play the right way, and it's cliche, right? It is. But it feels like they are finding ways to get the job done, and not by lucky breaks here or there. It's just they seem to be playing the way you do need to play to beat the better teams in the league. I you know, Pittsburgh is obviously underachieving right now, but that season series is going to be a bit of a measuring stick, I think, if you're the Maple Leafs looking back. You won two out of three, And especially now with the adversity that they faced, no different than the adversity they faced when both Matt Murray and Samsonov were injured, they got past that. And now they're playing better as a group to get past the issues that they have defensively. Carl, that'd be interesting, your thoughts on Rasmus Sandin. I mean, yeah. That game again, man, he played almost 23 minutes. You know, he hits a lot more than maybe we give him credit for. He's a physical player.
For a small guy, yeah.
Yeah, so you know what? There are little parts of the game, not just the stars, but parts of the game that are finding a way to make the puzzle work. So we'll see if they can maintain that moving forward.
Well, Jags, I'm a big fan of Rasmus Sandin, and I said it once Morgan Rielly got hurt. I said, this is where we find out what the Maple Leafs have with Rasmus Sandin. Because this is a guy that held out for a contract. He's getting his opportunity, and so far in three games, he's held his own. And, you know, it's come through struggles. It's come through frustrations, as he's openly admitted, you know.
Yep.
And sometimes, you know, when you go through a little bit of adversity, when the pressure is taken off of you and you can just focus on going out and playing, you don't have to worry about matchups and something like that, sometimes that's just when it comes back to you. And not just for him, but think about where this team was coming home from Anaheim when it comes to the coach and Sheldon Keefe.
Right.
Like there was people saying, you know, they should change the coach. He's not doing a good enough job. He was being criticized for having to take back the things that he said about his, you know, his elite players and being scrutinized for that. But don't you have to give Sheldon Keefe a ton of credit for the way he's been able to coach this team and manage this team through all this adversity, and even just with the lineup decisions he's making it day after day? This is what a coach is supposed to do, and I think he's coaching his ass off right now.
I agree with you. I really do. And look, we've seen, because he sometimes wears his heart on his sleeve, we've seen the lack of urgency in certain games, periods, maybe even shifts, where you could, the level of frustration, Sheldon, has been there through the early stages of the regular season, dating back to training camp. But maybe that's because he can see it. He knows, not just for his own job security, he knows that if this group is going to be as successful as everyone thinks they can be, they've got to embrace that higher level of urgency. And, you know, it's taken 20-some games for them to perhaps, you know, make their way to that in a more consistent basis. But, you know, let's just kind of rewind here a little bit and go back to maybe the second question, the interview here, where, you know, they've quietly played real good hockey of late. And I think that that is a bang-on assessment. Look back at their last 12 games. You know, what are they? Like, you know, 8-1-3, something like that. I mean, they've had a terrific run here quietly, despite the fact that they've gone through some tough times because of injury. Sheldon 100% deserves credit, because also look at it the other way. He splits up Marner and Matthews, and if that doesn't go well, then that puts more attention on coaching decisions, doesn't it? You know, and the in-game adjustments that we've seen more from Sheldon Keefe this year than ever before on the bench of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So, you know what, they're probably going to, as all teams do because of the parity of the National Hockey League, go through another stretch that isn't going to be great, but I don't see any issues with the coaching of the Maple Leafs at this stage.
Darren Dreger is our guest here on Leafs Breakfast. You're listening to First Stop. I think Mitch Marner deserves some kudos for sure. A 16-game point streak, Dregs. Yeah. That's just two off of the Toronto Maple Leafs franchise record. Needless to say, Mitch Marner's been exceptional of late. But Matt Murray, a guy that headed into the season, there was a ton of debate about the trade in which Toronto brings him in. They, of course, Ottawa retains 25% salary, and there was a lot of debate whether or not that was a good move from Kyle Dubas. And we have a segment called Overreaction or Proper Reaction on this show, Darren, where we talk about a lot of things, and including Matt Murray and the trade, and whether or not Kyle Dubas should be commended for the trade at this point in time. Might be a little bit premature, but Matt Murray on that game against Minnesota on Friday afternoon was awesome. Awesome. Made some incredible saves and was knocking the net off left and right. That's another conversation for another day. But I think when you consider what Matt Murray's done in his return from injury, he's been nothing short of exceptional for Toronto, and that bodes very well going forward.
Agreed. I still, that's not an expectation that Matt Murray is going to be crumpled and out for another long stretch of games. We don't know that. You hope that's not the case for Matt Murray, right? Because this guy has been through some real problem stretches here, basically because of bad health. That's why he's not in Ottawa. You know, if he stopped the puck for a stretch of the second half of the season last year in Ottawa, as he did, and was able to stay healthy, we're probably not having this conversation. If he stopped the puck in Ottawa for a season, the way he's stopping the puck now in Toronto, we're not having this conversation. Like, you know, the Senators would have used other assets in goal to, you know, perhaps go a different direction or add other pieces that they needed. Now, I will compare Toronto to just about any other organization in the league. You know, they're the big clubs like the New York Rangers, I think, the Boston Bruins, where they've got the resources to make sure that every player has absolutely everything that player needs to get healthy, stay healthy mentally and physically. And Murray 100% embraced that as soon as he landed in Toronto, as soon as that deal went down. So, you know, part of it is, again, having the resources and the support to keep the players healthy, and it seems to be working in Toronto. And provided he can stay healthy and stop the puck the way that he has, then Kyle does deserve credit, because this is a win of a trade without any doubt.
So far.
Well, and that's the thing with Murray, right? It'll always add that caveat. Well, it's like, yeah, you know, if he stays healthy, I guess that applies to literally any hockey player, any athlete, if he stays healthy. No, that's important. It's an important part, because availability is the best ability, no doubt. Darren, thank you for doing this for us. We always appreciate your time. We'll chat with you later this week.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
See you, that's pal. TSN hockey insider Darren Dreger, and it's the Leafs and the Red Wings tonight from Detroit. Coco, your old stomping grounds. You can hear it here on TSN 1050. James Duthie, the host of the World Cup on TSN. He'll join us in about 30 minutes live from Qatar. We'll look back on yesterday's loss to Croatia and look ahead for the Canadian men's soccer program as well. And Mark Dominic, our NFL analyst, in about 45 minutes' time. Hour number three of First Up next.